yeah, I know. You've been telling me. You've been saying, PJ, it's time for some music. Well, first of all, let me say this. Happy birthday to myself. Absolutely correct. I through the grace of God, let me do this. Because I don't want to put any prejudice in anybody's mind that I think that I am greater than the Creator that made me. And I praise His name forevermore. But I was 77 years old today. And I am so happy to be able to say that. And it just came out of the blue. The greatest birthday gift that I could have ever received, especially during this, the beginning of my 77th year on the planet Earth. From the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, and the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth, 77 years young, PJ is still at the big mic, sitting here in the Lucy Coleman Studio, which has been here since the year 2002. I'm telling you, that's been a long haul, people. And I'm still going at it. And on my birthday, Eric Reed sent me his latest album called For Such a Time as This. Now, I feel a special amount of gratefulness to Eric for even using that term, because I've had that term on my website for a long time, that God has me to talk to you here for such a time as these. But Eric keeps it in the present tense right now, the this, if you want to exegete it in the right way. And that's exactly what I plan to do with you, my friends, is to share with you some of the greatest music in this new piece. And I want to tell you, it is a jewel of a piece, too, if I might say so. Because you guys know I'm still shut in here. Don't go nowhere. Can't go nowhere. Stay home. Don't have nobody come and see you. Be careful. Don't spit. Don't breathe. Do all that. And I thank God for all that He's doing in my life. But let me tell you something. Man, this is like I'm sitting right in the studio watching Eric play and watching him go through this. Oh, my God. You know what I like about this album? The thing that I love about this album is when Eric talks about his transitioning from year to year, you know, just going through it. I loved reading that, and especially a sentence, because as I was listening to this for the first time, I had a young man in the Lucy Coleman studio that I happen to be counseling. Not really counseling, but yeah, counseling. Known this young man for a heck of a long time, and he got the opportunity to listen to this with me, and he said, well, what is this? And it was just, because we were having a spiritual discussion in here, and so listening to this, it is a spiritual masterpiece during pandemic times. I'm telling you, this is fantastic. Now, PJ is not just saying it because it's Eric Reed, because it's God's hand on Eric as he put this piece together. He has a number of individuals singing with him. He says a special thanks he gives to Kevin Kaner, Alex Bohanem, Chris Lewis, Dr. Henry Jackson. Now that, man, there's a piece on here by Dr. Jackson that is just too much. And Tally Sherwood, Keith Wilson, and Edward, all these people that he's thanking. And from listening to the album, knowing that it was recorded just this June 29th and 30th of this last year, 2020, and a heck of a year that was. And what makes this a very special piece for me is that it was recorded right here in Glendale, California. So while this was being recorded, I was alive in this city going through my... I'd have to go back and listen to what webcast I did back there. Wouldn't that be great for you to do that? Go back and listen to the webcast that I made on June 29th and 30th and think about that during the daytime hours, and then know that Eric Reed was creating this music at that point. And that's how much of a genius this is, because this is what you can do. You can listen to this man's music. Oh, help me, God. Help me. You can listen to this man's music and be tapped right into real time with God and the Spirit of God in your life as you listen to the piece. Oh, I'm not just talking trivial stuff here. We're talking stuff that is beyond money. Now, you know what? And I got to tell you this. I remember when Eric had to leave Los Angeles and go to Tennessee, and he got a little teaching gig there doing that. But you know, God is going to provide in any way he can. But what Eric did for me on that day, on June 29th and 30th, 2020, he was preparing a birthday gift for me on my 77th birthday that I'm listening to this music, this gift, this beauty for the first time. I know I'm 9 minutes into it, and you don't want to hear it. This is my birthday gift. You want me to share my birthday gift with you. That's what you're saying, right? Yeah, see, well, I know that's exactly what you're saying. And so what I better do is exactly that. So I'm going to be playing some pieces from this magnificent album. You need to pick it up, and you need to read the foreword by Eric himself. I love it, Eric. I want to say I read the foreword, and brother, I'm changing every day of my life, going through one transition to the next. But you know what? Knowing that he, the creator, the majesty of all creation, is there looking down. And I'm telling you, he just tapped you on your shoulder when he gave you the insight to put these pieces of music together. I'm going to stop rambling so much and play it. I don't do no advertising because I don't do stuff like this. But you operate as the Lord has led you to in your own world. I want you to listen to, as a matter of fact, the very first cut that's on the album, because I think it is nicely done. Number is called Paradox Piece, and it just beautiful the way. When you think of the name of the song and then hear it. So I'll start giving you the name of the song first, and I'm not gonna play everything on this. This is my birthday gift. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna jump down to some of my favorite ones, listening to the orchestration and everything else. I want to jump down to number 9 on this thing, because I have heard in my life this piece played by numerous individuals who claim to know how to do music. But I want you to listen to Eric's rendition of We Shall Overcome. Eric Reed, We Shall Overcome. You know, one thing that I just like to say at this time, and I think that it needs to be said. A song is just a song. But that song, without understanding what it is or what is to be overcome. And when you connect those two things together, then the song has relevance. Connect it together. It's a beautiful medley. A lot of people like to sing it and kind of like go along and say, I understand what it's all about, but do we really? And that's what I'm asking us to do, to consider that. Thank you. This is good. I want to go to another cut now. And I want to play this one. This is called The Break. Okay? The Break. enjoy this. Thank you. Eric Reed from his brand new album. And what an album it is for such a time as this. And that number was called Break. Yeah, the break. I need a break. We needed a break, didn't we? And I think, you know, this break just hits it just right for me. This is PJ, your internet pastor, saying that one of the finest things that God did when he created man was that he gifted men with certain talents. And each of us, as we live our life, we show what that particular talent is as we give the glory to God. There's one thing that we need to do is we need to give God the glory. Now, it's good for you to pat yourself on the back now and then, but Eric deserves more than a pat. This is a great piece of music that I'm listening to. And he has a legend of gospel singers with him on this album very quickly. Just like to mention the Dr. Henry Jackson that's going to help us out with the next song here. And I think that really, as we think back on the pandemic and see how it affected us, each of us could say to God, please, God, try to make me better, you know, far better than I was before. I want to be made better. Make me better. That's the next number that's going to come up. And what I have to do is put it in this system in just the right way and then hit the start button. I think I'm ready. Make me better. Listen to the words, to the words. I know I have to run. See, that's a birthday gift for me. That is a birthday gift for me. Man, you know, when I look back on all what 2020 brought us with this plague or whatever is going on out there, because I don't know about you, but I don't know what's going on either. I feel good to the glory of God thus far, and I know the people have been dropping, and I think that we need God more and more to go with us. And what a perfect, perfect number to put on an album. You're listening to a few cuts from Eric Reed's latest contribution to the world of music with Chris Lewis and Alex Bowerman and Kevin Kenner and Henry Jackson on this album with Eric. And I'm telling you, it is, I love the album. I'm going to end up with Hymn of Faith because I think this is a good way to end up the album. I like it because it has a lot of spiritual numbers on there. I mean, stuff that for a 77-year-old man to shed in and can't go out. And Eric, thank you for the kind words. He calls me Brother John. I love this young man. This is, man, he is good. It's been a year. It's been a year. And I'm grateful to God that he brought Eric through it and brought us all through it, basically. It's been that rough. Now let's continue to listen to this last cut that I'm going to play here, but I'll be playing more of his music on my webcast. This is a music day, and so I'm glad for this gift on my birthday. It gives me the Hymn of Faith. All right. telling you, this is some album. I'm loving it. I am loving it. I cannot stop playing the music. I'm sorry. I can't. It is just too jamming to be true. And if any of you know anything in particular about the color purple, and when you just look at everything about this piece, what I really love about it is its spirituality. And so I'm going to play a number that was originally written by Duke Ellington and thereupon played upon by many artists. And this is just another rendition of that great number that we all know so well. Come Sunday. It's my birthday, and I just received a phone call to hey, go to your Facebook and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's been telling me. You see, I keep forgetting that it's my birthday, and when I get here in the studio, I got to tell you the truth. I get here, and I just start doing studio stuff. I'm working around here, dusting this off, putting this over there, putting this over that. And then when you get a gift like Eric Reed playing this wonderful music, it reminds me of Come Sunday. But I will thank all of my friends on Facebook. I guess I better thank them right now. I'm saying, hey, people, thanks. Okay. Thanks for letting me know you care. Okay. I have to also learn how to use these electronic devices. Leslie wrote me. Everybody wrote me. My daughters, my friends. And, I remember Jeremy Osher. Jeremy says, handsome man, happy birthday, Pops. Oh, who is that? Charlene. Listen, thank you for everyone that is sending birthday wishes. I had no idea. Let me see who the 13 people are that were talking to me. My goodness. Look at this. I would have never known. Would have never known. But what can I say? And my goodness. My daughters love their daddy. My friends love my daughter's daddy, me. And I love all my friends and my daughters. And I love me, too. That's why I treat myself very well and try to eat right and take care of myself. That is very important. Well, thank you for coming to my website. I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I want you to know that it has been a gift sharing my birthday with you today. And thank you, Eric, for another piece of genius just put together perfectly as is the norm. God bless.